Okay, we walk away with this. Ronan Murray, Ronan, you must be very disappointed after a super goal to brought Dundalk right back into the game.
Yeah, I think we had enough chances in the second half to get back on level terms. And in the end, we weren't ruthless enough in front of goal, which is very disappointing. Come down here and came down to Cork and didn't come out with any points, which is disappointing. And but look, you know, we've got to look forward to Tuesday against Bowes and Sligo on Friday, you know, and get back on the horse and stay positive.
It seems to be a continuing problem you're creating. Well, that you had at the earlier part of the season, it seems to have hit you again now. You know, you're having the chances in front of goal and just not being able to take them.
Well, we scored 5 against St. Pat's, so
I'm talking about the Cork game.
Yeah, well, and tonight, you know, the Cork game and
tonight, I mean,
and Waterford, we
had the bulk of the chances.
We had the bulk of chances. Yeah, it's just one of those things on the night that didn't go in or whatever for us. And we know ourselves, we have to be more ruthless, and that's just the way it is.
The injury to Stephen, I think, was shocking. I mean, just absolutely shocking. I believe one of the players got sick going over to look at the injury, I believe. So one of the reporters from Dublin is telling me that. But, you know, that period of the 6-minute hold up, it had some effect on the team, and because it was after that they got the 2 goals in injury time.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible what has happened to Stevie, and we don't know the full extent of it yet, and we won't know for another day, I suppose.
Yeah,
24
hours, yeah.
You know, it's a terrible and great player that he is. He'd be sorely missed. But you know, we have to be professional enough to get back on the horse. You know, with that time, you know, we're standing around for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
And they were the ones that came out and got 2 goals.
Yeah.
In that time, and that's really disappointing. You know, lack of concentration.
Yeah, the way the goals, especially the first one, it was definitely preventable.
Yeah, yeah. So.
It was a poor goal to give away.
We'll look at that and. We'll move on and go
but
on.
But your goal, I mean, just straight after you scored, probably within 2 minutes, that was some goal you scored from the free kick. How did you see it?
When we got it, the lads were like, we need this role. And I was thinking, we need it. So, you know, full concentration on getting her over the wall, and hopefully it will come down on the other side and underneath the bar, and luckily it did. Like, so that was great to get that goal, to get back in it and give us a bit of momentum going into the dressing room, because there was only 30 seconds left or something. So gave us that momentum to kick on the second half, because I think we had the legs on them. It was just a matter of taking one of those chances, which never materialised, which is disappointing.
Super goal.
Well, yes, but we need the win. I know.
But look, I mean, the second half, I think midway through the second half, the boss made the changes. He took you off. And if I was talking to him, I would have disagreed with taking you off, because the only way to me it seemed that Dundalk were going to score was the set pieces, and you were the guys for the set pieces. The boss knows best, I know, but for me, I would definitely have kept you on.
Yeah, it's the boss's decision to you know, he thought need to freshen our legs up and you know, give us that extra bit of spring, I suppose, in the forward areas while they were tired. So I'd say that was what he was thinking. And you know, sometimes if it works out, if we score, he's a genius. If it doesn't, you know, you question it.
So
it's just one of those things.
But anyway, look, I mean, for your personally speaking, it's great to see you back. Are you okay injury wise? There's no problems.
Yeah, I'm fine injury wise. It's just, I suppose, getting 90 minutes. I got 90 minutes on Monday, so coming kind of a bit of a quick turnaround for Friday. That might have been in the gaffer's head as well. To you know, I might have been flagging a little bit.
Yeah.
Come the 65th minute, so come back from injury and it's tough.
And Daniel took a knock as well tonight. Is there any word on? Is he okay?
Yeah, I don't know about Dan. He's taking a knock, and we'll just like Stevie O, we'll just have to see in the next couple of days.
But the other injury as well, which is Stevie Folan as well, he got injured, I believe, in the warm-up before the start of the game.
I'm not sure about Stevie. I think he's had a bit of a back problem.
He was named. The reason why I'm asking you, he was actually named in the team sheet.
Right,
as a substitute.
No, I'm not
Dylan
sure
wasn't
about
on the team sheet.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure about that.
No, so that's okay. But anyway, look, we look forward to next week. You have a game on Tuesday night in the Sports Cup, and then you have Sligo next Friday night, which, you know, like, hopefully there are two games you should win.
Yeah, so we're going into these games positive, I know.
Yeah.
We're a bit of a wounded animal now, I suppose. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to train hard and look forward to these games.
Listen, Ronan, thanks very much. Thanks and it's great much. To see you back. Thank you very much. Thank you.